Okay, friends, today we are reading from the Disney's Animal Stories book. This is the fourth story in the book, 1, 2, 3, 4. And it is called The Lion King, The Circle Continues. And I hope you are all interested in having a very good giggle, because Mommy's Mufasa voice might be the funniest thing you've ever heard. Also, my Scar voice is pretty laughable. Also, my Simba voice is pretty laughable. Actually, the whole thing is, you're going to have your giggles.
So, it is read by.
It is read by Mommy and... Oh, another angry bird? Which one are you this time? A boomerang pelican, and he's green. Friends, we were in the hospital, and someone let us borrow their Angry Birds game, and we played it a lot because we didn't have a whole lot else to do. And you know what? It stuck, and we like it now. So that's what's going on with us. So I have an angry bird with me. He is green. And it is exciting. Are you ready, my little angry bird? Okay. Here we go. The Lion King, The Circle Continues. Mufasa and Sarabi were proud parents. The herds all bowed as Rafiki, the wise baboon, held their cub high, welcoming him to the circle of life. I was first in line to be king until that little hairball was born, Mufasa's brother Scar said scornfully as Simba grew into a playful cub. Simba was unaware of his uncle's feelings toward him. One day, he even bragged to his uncle that he was going to rule the whole kingdom. Scar smiled slyly. Do you know what it means to be sly, to do something slyly? It's kind of like a sneaky, tricksy sort of way. So what's happening here is his uncle has got an idea, and he's going to try to sneak and trick his nephew, Simba. Okay. He asked if Simba knew about the shadowy place. That's beyond our borders, Simba remembered. Scar knew that the elephant graveyard, home to the hyenas, would be the perfect trap for his unwanted nephew. Only the bravest lions go there, Scar told him. And remember, it's our little secret. Simba was excited. I'm brave, he thought. With his best friend, Nala, he conspired to lose their faithful guardian, Zazu, and make a journey to the Forbidden Land. Do you know what it means to conspire?
What?
It means to... Oh, yes, sorry. I don't know if I can tell you in bird language. If I speak it in English, will you understand? Okay. It means that you get together with someone else and you plan something out. To conspire means to plan something in secret. Yeah, okay. I just can't wait to be king, Simba sang happily as they approached the elephant graveyard. However, the hyenas began to chase the cubs. Simba realized that not all animals honored him as the future king. Simba tried to be brave like his father. He stood his ground and let out a roar. Do you remember how it sounds? Simba's roar at the very beginning kind of sounds like this. You didn't think that was a very good roar? No. Suddenly, Mufasa's voice drowned out his own. The great lion rescued the cubs. Simba walked home in his father's footsteps, feeling very small. He knew he had made a big mistake and realized how much he still needed his father. "We'll always be together, right?" he asked. "And you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm a grown-up, and even I still want my daddy around. Usually there's someone in your life that means so much to you. They're bigger than you, and they're older than you, and they're helpful to you, so you want them to be around forever." Let's hear what Mufasa says. Mufasa looked toward the sky.
"The great kings of the past look down on us from those stars," he told Simba. "They will always be there to guide you, and so will I."
Meanwhile, Scar was plotting with the hyenas. And plotting usually means that they're making a plan as well, kind of like conspiring. But plotting usually has a negative idea to it, like, ooh, you're up to no good with your plotting. Sometimes conspiring is too, but not always. Okay. Still determined to make himself king, he made a deal with the hungry animals. If the hyenas would help him kill Mufasa and Simba, Scar would give them run of the Pride Lands, which means they get to run around the Pride Lands all they want. Fortunately, Scar's plan was not completely successful. Although Mufasa was killed, Simba escaped from the hyenas by running through a forest of thorns. Hurt and exhausted, the young cub was rescued by a warthog named Pumbaa and a meerkat called Timon. The two friends helped Simba forget his troubles in their jungle home. "Hakuna Matata," they sang. It means no worries. Soon, Simba adopted their carefree philosophy and put his past behind him. Learning to eat bugs, swim in the river, and play all day, the young cub grew into a strong lion. But I would like to put in my own thought here and say, if he's playing all day, how is he ever going to learn how to rule a kingdom or help others?
Play ruling a kingdom.
I think he might need actual experience. I think he might need some sort of work to do. Let's see. One day, Nala came to hunt in the jungle. When Simba heard Pumbaa calling for help, he charged the lioness. Quickly, she flipped him on his back the way she had when they'd wrestled as cubs. "Nala?" he asked in surprise. "Simba?" she exclaimed. "You're alive! That means you're the king!" As they walked in the moonlight, Simba felt confused. Seeing Nala again brought great joy, but also painful memories. Simba felt guilty for his father's death, and Nala could tell that he was troubled. They stopped to drink at a pond and gazed at each other thoughtfully. Not ready to answer difficult questions, Simba pulled the beautiful lioness playfully into the water and then chased her down the hill. Still, he could not return to Pride Rock. Nala tried to tell him that Scar and the hyenas had destroyed everything. "There's no food, no water. Simba, if you don't do something soon, everyone will starve." In frustration, Simba ran away. "I can't go back," he thought. Then Simba heard a strange sound. old Rafiki appeared. "Who are you?" Simba asked. The wise baboon led him to a pool. "The question is, who are you?" As Simba saw his reflection in the water, the lion saw how much he resembled Mufasa. "He lives in you," cried Rafiki. When the wind changed, Mufasa's image appeared among the stars.
"Remember who you are," he told Simba. "You are my son and the one true king."
Understanding what he must do, Simba raced back to challenge his uncle. "Step down, Scar," he roared. The two battled while the lionesses overtook the hyenas. Using the trick that Nala had taught him, Simba flipped the evil lion over a cliff. And then, with a great roar, he reclaimed the land. Nala and the lionesses echoed his call. From that time on, Simba ruled the Pride Lands justly, respecting all creatures that returned to the kingdom. In turn, the animals honored the Lion King and came to pay homage to his new daughter, Kiara. With Nala at his side, Simba watched proudly as Rafiki welcomed Kiara to the circle of life. And that, my friends, is the end. There you have it, friends.